The Peace Corps is celebrating its 55th anniversary this week. The international organization sends Americans abroad for two-year volunteer commitments to 62 countries. Currently, there are about 7,000 active Peace Corps volunteers and trainees. Western Illinois University students can prepare to serve by participating in a special program that aims to develop relevant skills such as foreign language and leadership abilities. There's also an opportunity for returning volunteers to complete a master's degree at Western while working in the Peace Corps Fellows Program. Karen Malden Curtis leads Western's Peace Corps programs, and Jessica Vig is a recruiter for this part of the state. Vig says while the organization has grown over the past 55 years, it has stayed true to its original mission.
Peace Corps is about world peace and friendship, and I think we need that even more today than ever before. And that is happening by Peace Corps volunteers creating relationships with within their communities, within their host families, within the schools that they teach at. It is building those one-on-one relationships. It is connecting on that human-to-human level. And I think that is the way that we spread kindness and goodness in the world, and it's the way that we make this place a better place for our children. So I think that the Peace Corps is even more relevant today than it was 55 years ago.
Absolutely, and I will say that one of the greatest impacts of Peace Corps service that perhaps is overlooked when we think about Peace Corps and its legacy is the impact on not only those who have served, but on their relationships and their communities once they return. Because I honestly feel that if I did any good during my Peace Corps service, it was probably limited overseas, but the impact that I hope to have longer lasting and long term is in the work I do today and in the communities that I try to build and support.
How is recruitment going right now?
You know, actually, Peace Corps is currently at a 40-year application high. Currently, all of our application takes place online. We have four deadlines a year. We've also cut down the amount of time from when an applicant applies to the time that they're notified.
Applicants also now have more of a say on their destination?
They do, yes. So there's an opportunity for them to indicate up to three preferences of where they would like to serve. So it would be a specific country and a specific job.
How many Western Illinois University community members are we seeing applying for the Peace Corps have been accepted recently?
I'm not sure the total. I can tell you, in terms of applicants, I can tell you that our campus-based recruiter, one of our Peace Corps fellows, Jake Hamilton, is working with interested prospective applicants all the time. So best way to reach him is an email to pcprep@wiu.edu. I know that we do have two current Western graduates who have been accepted. One of our students, Alyssa Dietrich, is already overseas. She just left about 2 weeks ago. She will be serving, I believe, in South Africa. And Jake's list of folks he's working with to meet the next application deadline, which is April 1st, is long.
With their being such a high volume of applicants, what can someone do to sort of stand out among them?
Well, Peace Corps really does look at applicants in a holistic way. All of our positions do have requirements for the position. Some of them only require a bachelor's degree of arts or bachelor of science and approximately 30 hours of volunteer experience. So those positions are open to any major. We do have some positions that are looking for more specialized skills. I would say in thinking about becoming a Peace Corps volunteer, things that students can start to do right now would be to look to gain some volunteer experience, preferably in a sector that they're interested in serving in. Additionally, we look for leadership skills, so work with service organizations, Greek life. Language is always a wonderful asset. We do have positions that require Spanish and French, but if people have language skills, it really demonstrates that interest in other cultures and intercultural competence.
And I will add that Jake Hamilton, again, at our Peace Corps Prep office, is really answering those kinds of questions one-on-one with students. So, and faculty and staff, anybody who might be interested in service. It's not limited just to students. So he really is able to look at somebody's resume and level of experience and then help direct their interests. So I would say that if it's a student who's interested in standing out and enhancing their competitiveness in the application process, they should definitely reach out to the Peace Corps Prep Program and to Jake specifically to assist with that effort. And if they're a community member, they should still reach out because he'll be able to answer those questions and, if nothing else, put them in contact directly with Jessica.
Karen Malden Curtis heads Western's Peace Corps programs, and Jessica Vig is a regional recruiter. The international organization is celebrating its 55th anniversary this week. Returning Peace Corps members will share their experiences this Saturday at Western's International Bazaar. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.